Okay, so I thought what we'd do is we'd explain the Agadah Torah, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Samech Ches. The Rav Yosef says that they should prepare for himself an eagle, they should prepare for him a eagle, the third eagle, because today is the day of the Nisinas HaTorah, and if it wasn't for Nisinas HaTorah, how many Yosef Ika B'Shuka, how many Yosefs would there be in the Shuk? So the question is, what's the significance of the fact that why did Rav Yosef say this? And what's the significance of the fact that there'd be so many Yosefs in the Shuk? Like, why did Rav Yosef feel the need to say this on Shavuos? And the second question we can ask, the Gemara at the end of Maseches Sot teaches that Mishemes Rabbi Batla Anava, that when Rabbi died, Anava was Batel. And Rav Yosef says, no, don't say that, because Ika'ana, because I'm still around. So everyone's bothered. How could Rav Yosef say that he's a humble person? By definition, a person who's humble doesn't announce to other people that he's humble. So why would Rav Yosef say that there's still Nava exists in the world because I'm still around? So what's Pshat that Gemara? Okay. So a few years ago, I was at a Siyum, Yeshiva Great Washington on Shavuos, and the Baal Mesayim, Rav Avi Haber, the Baal Minchas Avram, I believe. He wanted to suggest, he gave, if I recall correctly, he suggested that he said Pshat based off of Gemara Menachos. So the Gemara Menachos in Daf Sadik Tes says like this, that Rav Yosef learned from the Luchos Rishonos, that from the Shivri Luchos, that person should still give, person shouldn't be Mevaza Tam Chachm for God's learning. The same way that we find that the Shivri Luchos are an iron, so to a Talmud Chacham forgets his learning, you shouldn't disgrace him, because there's still a certain kavod you should give to him. So based off of that, I believe he wanted to explain that that's Pshat with Rav Yosef in that he celebrated Shavuos, because he understood that despite the fact that he forgot of his learning, that he's still Chashuv. You know, he also wanted to explain why Rav Yosef was really humble, because Rav Yosef recognized his greatness despite the fact that he forgot what he was learning, and we know that he forgot his learning because the Gemara Nedarim teaches that Rav Yosef forgot what he was learning and by had to remind him everything. Okay, but I want to expand upon what he, I want to expand upon this idea, yeah.
Has it explained that he's an
Anav? I want to expand upon this idea, and we'll explain why, what Rav Yosef's humility was all about, and what's Pshat of Rav Yosef, what he did in the Shuk. So let's understand this. So Maharal explains that a Talmud Chacham, right, let's say a Talmud Chacham goes to sleep. Is he still a Talmud Chacham? Yeah, so he's still a Talmud Chacham at that time, even though he's not, his learning's not with him, quote unquote. So Maharal says the same thing is true about a Talmud Chacham forgets his learning, because the Torah is still a part and parcel of that person. It still creates a roshim on that person. So that being said, what's Pshat with Rav Yosef's celebrating the Shavuos? Because Rav Yosef understood, despite the fact that he forgot of his Torah learning, he is still a special person because of the Torah. That unlike, right, the Chafetz Chaim has a famous marshal, the Chafetz Chaim was bothered. Why is it that we say, what's Pshat? So Chafetz Chaim like to explain that when it comes to the non-Jewish, when it comes to the work, when it comes to the business world, if there's no results, then you don't get sky, you don't get a reward. But that's not true when it comes to Torah. That the amelus itself, the toil and effort itself, even if it doesn't produce results, that itself is inherently important. So what's Pshat with the statement of Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef said, how many Yosefs would there be in the Shuk in the sense that if it wasn't for the fact in the Sinas HaTorah, if Torah is like any other area where all you cared about is the results, so how many Yosefs to be in the Shuk? No one would care about him. He wouldn't be special anymore because he forgot all his learning. But it's only because Rav Yosef understood that despite the fact that he forgot his learning, he's still a chashuv person. That's why he celebrated Shavuos. Right? He said that he should make a special kafir on Shavuos because he understood that despite the fact that he didn't remember his learning, and he shouldn't theoretically be different than any other person in the Shuk. But no. The Torah still gives chashivos to Shivrei Luchos, to the person who forgets, right, to the person who knew had it and then forgot everything. And this being said, now we can understand what's the humility of Rav Yosef all about. So the Netziv, the Hamik Davar, in Parashas Balosko, comments on the fact that the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was more humble than every person alive in this world. So yeah, like, what's Pshat of this? So the Netziv posits that the definition of humility It's not pshat that a person thinks that he is no one. No, a person recognizes how great he is. You know, he's still willing to recognize everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's able to recognize his greatness, but he doesn't boast about it. He recognizes that everything comes from Hashem. And his proof is from Rav Yosef. So what's pshat, right? So Rav Yosef forgot what he was learning, and he still recognized his greatness. So that's true anava. Because Rav Yosef had everything, right? He had it all. He's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Gadol Dor, and he forgot everything, and he still recognized that he was a chashuv person, right? That's anava. Right? It's recognizing how great you are despite the fact that you don't have, right? That he didn't even have the Torah anymore. And he still appreciated, right, the significance of Maamad Har Sinai, that it gave him the ability, it still transformed him as a person despite the fact that he didn't have the Torah with him anymore. And to add to this, Lobyansky likes to explain, Chazal teach that anava is a prerequisite for Kabbalah's Torah. Right? For example, a person wants to learn Torah should be like Domer L'Midbar. Like, well, why should it be similar to a desert? It's like a desert, it's like Hefker. Right? A person wants to learn Torah, like you have to make yourself humble, contrite. Why? So, in order to receive, to accept something, right, there needs to be a chisaron. Right? There needs to be a makom to accept it. If you're completely full, arrogant, so there's no place for you to be able to accept something. Only when there's a chisaron, only when there's a chaser, are you able to fill that chaser with something. So prerequisite for Kabbalah Satora is anava, because only when a person's an anav, now you're able to fill in that gap, or you're able to fill in that hole with Torah. Does that make sense? So let's chat now for Yosef. So Rav Yosef, what happened? Rav Yosef was an anav before. Then he learned, he had all this Torah, and he forgot it all. So what was remaining? Only that anava. Because the entire mitzvah of Rav Yosef, all the Torah that he had, right? Rav Yosef, in order to be mekabel Torah, Rav Yosef obviously had to be humble before him, because he wanted to be mekabel Torah. Rav Yosef was humble, okay, he's mekabel Torah, and he forgot it all. So the only thing that remained of Rav Yosef after he forgot all his learning was his humility. Yeah.
So that's what you meant by saying, I'm still not being, that's the only thing I have.
Exactly, yeah, the Ika'ana, the little ball of the Ika'ana, because I'm still around, because Rav Yosef said my entire Metzius at this point is a novel. And I don't have a Torah anymore, no, but my entire Metzius at this point is just a novel that remained with me. And this being said, now we can understand what's Pshat. Why is it that Rav Yosef asked to make an ego? Why an ego of all things? So the Gemara in Erevin, Daphne Gimel teaches that if it wasn't for the Cheda ego, then we wouldn't have forgotten any Torah. It was only because of the Cheda ego that caused Shechcha in the world. So why did Rav Yosef eat an ego on Shavuos? Because the ego was, right, that was the Luchos HaRishonos, right? We were given Luchos HaRishonos on Shavuos. It was specifically the Luchos HaRishonos in the Chet HaEgel, right? Despite the fact that it was terrible, it caused Shechach of Nobel, but it was only through the Chet HaEgel that Yosef was able to remaker his greatness. Right? The true anava that Yosef understood, if Yosef had all the Torah and remained with him, he wouldn't have truly, truly reached the pinnacle of anava. It was only because Yosef had everything, forgot it all, and now recognized how great he was. That's when Rav Yosef was able to say, right, that a little bit on Navadika Ana, and specifically for the Cheda Ego, which was Garim, because the Cheda Ego is what caused Shechach in the world. So I think that could be Pshat where Rav Yosef specifically asked for an ego to be made for him on Shavuos, because it was specifically the Cheda Ego that was Garim him, in a certain sense, to be Makir, truly his greatness, and also the greatness of Kabbalah's HaTorah.